When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Okay, let us talk about logic and how it affects the games. And we'll talk about that after this.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right. I don't usually like to reference time of the year or holidays or whatever in my episodes because I like my episodes to be able to listen, you know, timeless. Make them timeless. Listen to them anytime and whatever they were done. But I will say, seeing this is the end of the year, I wanted to kind of recap something that I've talked about over the last few years, and that is going with the flow, and I'm going to say defaulting to logic. And what I mean by that is, you know my methods, you know I like to run a loose game. I have my prep, and I let the players go wherever they want. You know, they got something they're involved in. Okay, fine, but, you know, if they decide to do something else, I let them go. Or if they don't do, or my favorite is, they don't do it the way I think they're going to do it, which is 9 times out of 10 the way they do it, which is okay, because I have made allowances for that. I didn't plan everything, but you know, it's like I've talked about going with the flow. I've talked about rearranging things, spreading out exposition, things like that. Switching a few things up in the middle of the adventure. Cutting things short if you have to, and things like that. And what I'm talking about is the players do something you didn't expect. You go with it. And if you're not prepared, well, you better get prepared. And fortunately, I try and prep my games as such that where I have a few extra things, if you know what I mean, extra monsters, extra things like that. Especially if I have to do stuff like stretch out in a scenario or something like that. Remember the talking about encounters, extra encounters in your back pocket, things like that. And what I mean is they go this way. You think they're going to go this way. They go that way. Okay, fine. We'll see what they do. Look at where they're going. Look at where they are. Look at where they're going and figure out what would be the logical thing to do or actually the coolest thing to do, but try and make it somewhat in, you know, in the realm of logic. and just go with that. And my number one rule is there, if that happens, in fact, all of my adventures, if that happens, default to logic. Logic it out in your head. If you have to take a break for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever, and work it out. And then go back to the game. No problem there. Especially if you like end on a cliffhanger, that's even better. Because you could pick up next time, okay, they're doing this instead of that. And they have a cliffhanger. How am I going to resolve that? You got a whole week or however long it is to your next session. I jotted a few things down here. For instance, tomb robbing, smuggling, and fetch quest. Now, I can combine tomb robbing with fetch quest or smuggling, but fetch quest seems more logical, I guess. I don't know. Listen to me talk about logic. Isn't that funny? Anyway, say you have a scenario where you have to get a jewel that will keep the bad guy from coming into this dimension, which he tries to do every 100 years, and he's due. But you have to get this jewel to seal him up. Where is that jewel? Somebody got buried with it. Who? This ancient king who stopped him the first time, buried him with it, they buried it with him, and you got to go get it. You got to go to his tomb or whatever. Okay. Fine. It's pretty well, you know, laid out. They're going to do this. They travel. They get to the tomb. They get it. Da 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 da. You don't tell them how to get to, what they're going to do in the tomb. You assume they're going to go through the front door. Okay. You assume, which is not a good thing. They go through the front door. Well, what do you know? They're looking for a side door, or a back door. Make one. You know, look at your map and go, okay, that could be here. Okay, you made your roll, your intelligence roll or perception or whatever it was, your skill roll. And son of a gun, there's an old door there that looks like it's stuck and it's overgrown and everything, but I'll bet you could get into the dungeon that way. I'll bet you can. And this is the kind of thing I'm talking about. Default to, would it logically have another entrance? Well, if you're decaying the dungeon, yes, it would. So if, you know, put things in you don't plan on, if you have to, but always default to logic. That's my go-to on this one. Okay, this is a short one, so I gotta go start my day. Yeah, if you want to talk about this or anything else, oldmangrognar@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail at Spotify for Podcasters. That'd be nice. We're monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you. For single donations, go to my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognar, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognar. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Juan Carlos Llewellyn, Gilbert Soares, and Benjamin Brodell. Thank you very much. For other good podcasts, Dan Gregg's Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tankar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.